Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to the KER Politics, the McKinney-Corlin Political Opinion Hour. These are opinions on our part. I would like to get your views on whether you agree or disagree. We're going to start out, we're going to talk about the speech that Joe Biden gave last night. I watched it start to finish. Neighbor of mine watched it start to finish. He said the same thing that I felt. He said, Biden looks like a pretty sinister guy up there. He said, kind of reminds me of Hitler. And now that's not me talking, that's my neighbor talking. That's an opinion, that's his opinion. I want to say that whoever okayed that speech, in my opinion, made a very big mistake in terms of the American opinion of Joe Biden. It was really, really, in my opinion, out of place, in the sense that all he did was lambast the Republicans, although he did say there are plenty of good Republicans out there, but of course he was forced, I believe, to say that. I did not think it was a good speech. I will say that my progressive friends applauded it. I do not agree with them 100%. Neither does the Drudge Report, which I read this morning. They also their articles implicated, in my opinion, that it was not a good speech whatsoever. Jimmy, what was your opinion? I'm going to give you the whole segment, bud.
Yeah. So my thought is that Biden has now etched his place in history as being the most divisive president in American history, that he absolutely disenfranchised an attempt to alienate and politically attack about half the nation. And he's doing so at a time when he has polling numbers in the mid to high 30s, a very small percentage of the population supporting him. And he did it with the backdrop of this dark theme of red on the outside's blue, with Marines standing behind him, an incredibly political speech that was supposed to be a White House non-political speech. I think it was probably the lowest point of very many low points in this administration. And you have to question what's going on behind the scenes and what are the deeper messages that are being sent with this type of not only visualization, but this type of commentary, and how desperate or how nefarious are these actual people running this administration.
Jimmy, I'm going to be very interested in watching and reading some of the editorials that come out about that speech. Very interested. I'll be very interested in watching the editorial shows on Sunday. I'm sure they're going to be focusing on the speech. I don't really see how anybody could say that was a good speech in terms of bringing America back together. I don't think it worked. I think it was out of place. I think it was divisive, and I am so sorry that that happened.
Yeah, as an American, you got to wonder what the heck he was saying. With some of the comments, like, unite behind a single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology, but then completely alienates 75 million voters, and then uses the, and continually, 81 million votes. They wanted to change 81 million votes. A lot of people questioned whether Joe Biden was able to get 10 million more votes than Barack Obama. And of course, 6 million more than Donald Trump. A lot of people question that. I don't think he did anything at this point to actually encourage people that, in fact, he should have gotten 81 million votes. I think it's quite the opposite. But the imagery and the entire theme was actually created and crafted. And you've got to wonder what was going on behind the scenes. And you're right, the editorials are going to be, I think, they're already coming out fairly brutal for the most part. Even if you're a moderate, you've got to wonder what he was saying when he was alienating people and calling them semi-fascist and actually, MAGA forces, what they're doing to our country. It shows a level of desperation, but more sinisterly, it is using this theme that someone inside the White House thinks is a valuable theme. And let me explain it a little bit, Al. So, they came out with this, everyone just jumped on this, let's go Brandon, FJB, basically the mistake at NASCAR race where when the journalist actually said, oh, when the crowd was screaming and yelling F Joe Biden, she makes this comment, oh, listen, they're saying let's go Brandon talking about the NASCAR driver. When in reality, they were talking about Joe Biden and using very profane words. Now, that became a very big theme. Let's go Brandon indicates F Joe Biden.
Right.
Well, so what the left
and that,
has tried to do.
If I'm not mistaken, that doesn't necessarily depict him in a particularly positive manner. Is that correct?
No, it's a pretty negative statement. And of course, he was so incompetent, he actually repeated it once in a conversation or an interview. He said, oh yeah, let's go Brandon. But what has happened is somebody inside the White House, there's all these consultants and all these people that are actually hired in order to shape this imaging and messaging. And of course the tech companies and the millennials that are running this regime right now, the crazies, and of course the communists and the socialists behind the scenes, or at least the authoritarians, are trying to reshape Brandon into this idea of dark Brandon theme. And dark Brandon, you can see these memes that are coming out with Joe Biden being this tough guy.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Why do you say dark Brandon? I think that Brandon makes him look a little bit more like a fool. Why do you say dark Brandon?
No, listen to what's happening. They're trying, the White House and consultants are trying to reshape that negative let's go Brandon into this idea of dark Brandon, meaning this powerful force that's actually, it's basically reflecting a common theme from a Christopher Nolan Batman film, where dark, Batman basically was a good guy, but in a very dark way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to appeal to a certain, they're using some advisors to write these themes and to reshape him into this dark Brandon character, which is
yep.
the Dark Knight from Christopher Nolan's Batman theme, which actually kind of reflects what's happening in America right now, but absolutely in the opposite way. Brandon is actually in Biden and his regime are actually taking away individual rights and freedoms. They're actually silencing people. They're actually forcing people to take vaccinations in spite of, laws. They're doing all these different things to undermine the country and create civil disorder, but then they're trying to reshape this theme. And the imagery behind Joe Biden last night and the consistency of his talk was actually very consistent with this, or the foundations of his speech were very consistent with kind of changing this imagery. So some advisors, some consultants have given this idea that this is the way to reshape Joe Biden into some sort of warrior for the left or for the progressives or for people. But the problem is he's actually inciting people to violence. And he's appealing to a very small and a very narrow group of people, almost like, hey, Antifa guys, let's get back and burn down the cities like we did in summer of 2020. And it's incredibly damaging and very divisive. It is nothing to unify the country. It is absolutely alienating people that have a tremendous respect for the Constitution and are patriotic, attempting to re-grab the patriotism umbrella or put the flag around the Democratic Party now.
Just for a second, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, but we're going to come back to this subject at the beginning of the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. Our opinion is that spread, that speech did not do the Democrats really any good. And I can say that's, I think, a valid opinion.